This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
It's Christmas Day. It's the 25th of December. It's about 20 past 11 here on Joy 94.9. We've got lots of wonderful guests to brighten up your Christmas morning.
We only have guests that are passionate about our community, that are passionate about equality, that have contributed to our community and, have supported Joy. If you don't fill the bill there, you don't get on Christmas Day. Dick Wynn, Minister for Planning and... Oh, God.
And housing.
And housing. 1st of December 2008, a bill became law 12 years ago. And the most important component of that law, it was actually around where the term domestic partnerships became the term for what previously had been de facto relationships. Every Christmas we reminisce about this.
We do.
But it is
worth remembering, Macca.
That legislation, the same-sex relationship bill, changed 43 acts of parliament and removed a huge amount of discrimination and delivered equality for so many people. It's important to remember that this happened at a time under the Bracks government where it didn't have a majority in the legislative assembly. It passed with the support of two main independents and one independent that didn't oppose it. Susan Davies and Craig Ingram and Russell Savage, and it passed the Legislative Council from memory 29-9, I think.
Something of that order.
Yeah, I think there were nine who opposed it. The only person who opposed it in the lower house was the current president of the Victorian Liberal Party, Robert Clark.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Good on you, Robert. Good to see you don't change.
Yeah, well, it's important that we do remind ourselves of that, actually, Macca, because I actually started a contribution on this so-called conversion therapy bill.
The ones who want voodoo to be legal.
Which we debated in the lower house of the parliament in the last sitting week. And I actually started my contribution by reminding myself... and the Parliament of the journey that we took, starting with those 43 bills, which fundamentally changed the nature of the relationship between LGBTIQ community and the rest of us.
And government, you know. That journey started many years before.
Correct.
And let's acknowledge, yes, the Liberal Party in Victoria contributed a lot of positive things in previous years to that.
Yep.
But that journey is never over. And, you know, we're speaking to another colleague of yours who acknowledged, you know, Fiona Patten.
Yep.
Some of the great work that you've done in the housing area and particularly, you know, in COVID, in getting so many homeless people into hotels and other accommodation and how that's, you know, as much as we can, that's going to continue.
Yep.
Those initiatives. Dick, you're normally, as you said, you're normally doing a homeless lunch and because of COVID it didn't take place. So today is probably, you're actually going to spend Christmas Day with your family.
I am.
Are they surprised? This is the first time, the actual lunch in how many years?
It's close to 20 years.
I was going to say, I'm sure you told us you've been doing that Christmas lunch for 20 years.
And my wife said to me this morning, she said...
You're going to be here for lunch?
She said... What, you're coming back? I said, yes, I'll be back. It's pretty amazing. I mean, she also said to me, this is the first time in our very long and happy marriage that we have been together so long together since March. Yeah. I mean, it's been wild. I mean, you know, you work from home. I mean, I've been in the Parliament, obviously, where we sit, but essentially you work from home. And, yeah, we've got, as you know, Mac, we've got a relatively big house, but even so, I mean, it's just, we're there.
I know, everyone's there.
And, you know, my boys are in and out and, you know, I mean, how many, what's the take out of the year? Turn your microphone on, you're on mute.
Yeah, and, that's true. Remember when the camera's on.
Remember when the camera's on. Don't eat in front of the camera. It's a bad look.
I know. It looks, it's not good. And just acknowledge your background.
Yeah.
I used to take great pleasure, and Paul will get this, being English, Hello Magazine.
Yes.
You know, which was a real scrag mag, to be honest. But I'd take great pleasure because they take pictures of, you know, Princess Watson or, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
And then you'd look in the background of the picture and there'd be a very untidy extension cord somewhere or whatever. So, and it's the same with Zoom. Be really conscious of the background because you're not, you know, people are going to see stuff that you don't want them to see.
Well,
so I was going to ask you because going to the online digital space in politics is a much more difficult thing to do. Because I'm sure when you're debating in the House, you want to look at people in the eye and you want to have the arguments. How has that changed for you, Martin? Trying to go about your day. Richard. I'm so sorry. Go about your day to day business in the digital space as opposed to just doing it in actually the floor.
Well, let me give you two insights. I mean, the first is that the cabinet met remotely.
Yeah.
And early on, I actually had to move my backdrop because my backdrop was an incredibly messy bookcase with all sorts of stuff and things. So I went and moved up the back to a more kind of refined and organised bookcase, and people seemed pretty happy with that. But the Parliament itself was really very interesting because you were socially distanced. And there were only a minimal number of people who were allowed into the chamber at any time.
Yeah.
And if you saw any vision of it, the debating table was all kind of...
There's like half a dozen people in the Parliament.
Oh, right? About probably 20 all up from both sides.
Yeah.
So it was pretty weird. And, you know, you were masked up and all of the social distancing and hand cleansing and all of the stuff that had to be done. Mm-hmm. But we were actually all there. So you then, the next shift would, so question time would be the a roster of ministers, and you were not necessarily on every day because others needed to come in. And then when debates were on, the next shift would come in for an hour or 2 hours and then they'd have to go and the next shift would come in. And both houses would normally sit together. There was always a gap of an hour to avoid people crossing each other and, you know, deep cleansing that stopped for another hour and deep cleanse. Like it was...
That's quite an upheaval then.
Huge upheaval. But somehow, you know, the Parliament continued and it continued its debates and it continued its debates going back to where we started this on important things that are important to your listeners, like this conversion therapy bill, which was... yet again, an opportunity for the Parliament to show its best. And I have to say, it didn't.
And
it didn't. And that's, I think, very sad. I mean, I think that there are people of good folk on the opposition benches who clearly, well, in a debate, wanted to and did support the bill itself. But... for reasons of, I don't know, internal machinations within the Liberal the Liberal and National parties, they chose not to vote, abstain from the bill, basically.
Look, we've had a lot of discussions with David Davis, and I've had a lot of discussions offline with other Liberals.
Mm.
And all I'll say is, guys, when this comes to the Legislative Council, that's when it matters, okay? It did matter. that you what you did in the Legislative Assembly, but it matters what you do in the Council. And don't underestimate how important this bill is to my community and to our allies. Don't play politics with our lives. It doesn't work. It'll come back and bite you. Just remember that. Now, on Christmas Day, Dick, this is a day we think about people, you know, we're all, you know, so many of us are having, you know, with family and friends. There are members of the community, of all communities, that are on their own today, and some of them are listening to us. What's your message for them for 2021?
It's a very good question, Macca. I was thinking about this as I was driving in this morning, and, what an extraordinary year we've had. Mm. I mean, this time last year when we were talking together, our state was on fire.
It was.
We were on...
Literally.
The state was literally on fire. And we remember, of course, that extraordinary imagery of people fleeing into the water at Mallacoota, like fleeing for their lives.
Yeah.
And the extraordinary bravery of our first responders, the fire brigade, the volunteer brigades. I mean, unbelievable. Yes, and we had loss of life. Thankfully, not, and that's tragic, but it could have been much, much worse.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we get to sort of, you know, late January, February, and there's this sort of thing about, oh, there's some sort of a
flu
thing in Wuhan, which no one had ever heard of. But they'll be right, they'll get that under control and everything will be okay.
Next thing you know,
like it's truly a pandemic. Come March, you know, I remember vividly leaving our city office. So I'm at the top of Nicholson Street opposite St. Vincent's Hospital, and I said to the staff, I said, I don't know what this is going to look like.
Mm.
You know, maybe we'll be out for a month, a couple of months perhaps. We're still out and we're still working remotely. Mm. And the really interesting thing has been the way that people have managed to adapt to this.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible. I mean, the amazing compliance of Victorians to this pandemic has been extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary, compared, can I say, Paul, to, you know, your former home country where, you know, they are...
Not good at all.
They are in diabolical trouble. Mm. I was talking to an old friend of mine in London, and he's a chap of more mature years, and, you know, they're deeply worried about, you know, both the infection and the impact upon people's health. And you know, people are dying there in massive numbers.
Yeah.
And they just haven't got on top of it. Whereas, you know, we made huge sacrifices. And, you know, Martin... And I've got to say, Macca, I mean, Martin, talk about a bloke who stepped right up.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, Martin and I go back forever.
You do.
But, like, he's just doing a wonderful, wonderful job. Like, every day he's out there. Doing it. And
how do you guys, because we're actually going to be joined in a minute by Kimberly Kitching. Senator Kitching.
Oh, we're going to patch her in with us.
But
excellent.
How do you keep doing this, Dick? You know, when you get up and, you know, let's think back whether it was, you know, the challenges in the Housing Commission towers.
Yes.
You know, some of the announcements you've had to make.
Yep.
You know, when you get up in the morning, you know, and you look at your phone and you... And I know what I would go. I'd go, it'd be FFS. You know, how do you and Martin and others, how do you actually then, you know, get out there and do it?
Yeah.
Macca, it's about making... like, you're in this gig for a relatively short time.
Mm.
Make the best of it. You know, I mean, every day that I... Every time I come in here, I feel swelled with pride about what the hell we have done to support the community. And that can never be taken away from us. And, you know, I said to one of my staff the other night at our Christmas dinner, I said, you and I sit together at this table and we are equal.
Yeah.
You are a gay man and you and I... We're equal in every single sense in the state of Victoria, except I think there's only Commonwealth Super that's still a problem.
And you know who we got to thank for that?
Mm.
Someone who made a commitment to our community many years ago that he would fix it. A guy by the name of Peter Costello.
Is that right?
Right.
I think that's the only area now where we do not enjoy complete equality.
It's not absolutely equal. And I said to him at the time to get his hand out of our coffins.
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
The thing is, it still hasn't been delivered completely.
Mm.
But, you know, we sit here, you know, in an environment where we are treated equal and where opportunity is open to everyone in the Victorian community. And look, it's never, ever perfect, but the work goes on.
Absolutely.
The work goes on. And, you know, again, you know, you've been a regular on our Christmas days. And the work you've done, you know, as Minister for Housing and Minister for Planning, and we're talking to Sally Capp, particularly about, you know, the outdoor dining and things.
Fantastic.
But it's about the things that you've done for our community that have actually made a difference. That's why I love having you in here. That's why, you know, I rate you, because you've actually done some hard yards for our community. And you know what? That legislation, that same-sex relationships bill, that saved lives.
I think
it saved a lot of lives.
I think there's no doubt about that. And, you know, and in the, I mean, I keep coming back to this conversion therapy bill, but, you know, some beautiful contributions in the debate. You know, I just think.
And they're the ones we need to remember, the ratbag stuff, the people who believe in voodoo.
The stories, yeah.
Like Will Fowles
gave.
The most stunning contribution, speaking very personally about his child transitioning.
Yeah.
Like, it was just beautiful, truly a beautiful contribution. And he wasn't alone, others as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, Will's a member, new member for Burwood. Yeah, he's had a bit of a journey over the last couple of years.
Jeff Kennett's old seat.
Indeed it is. Yeah. But the answer to your question is, why do you get up every day and do it? That's why you do it.
Yeah.
You do it to make a difference. I mean, it sounds cliched, but I tell you what, it's not.
It does.
It's not.
And that's why I think, just on that point, though, Richard, why we are upset with the Liberals. We've had senior Liberals in here on air telling us they're going to support that bill, and it just hadn't transpired in the first round. We'll wait and see what happens, because if you're not there to change people's lives for the better, then why do the job?
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, you vote for something or you vote against it. When you don't vote, you're sitting on your hands, and it's the same thing. You know the difference between second and last? The spelling.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.